How many of you like burdens? You love burdens? All right. He's out. In order to be really a follower of Christ, a faithful follower of Christ, to progress in the way of holiness, you have to love burdens. Yes. Let me explain. I'll put a little context there. Well, first of all, we hear about burdens in the gospel. And we hear about Jesus entering a town, and a woman named Martha welcomed him. And Martha, burdened with much serving, came and said to the Lord, "Lord, tell my sister to help me, for I am doing all of the serving." She's doing nothing, right? So here we have a description of Martha. She was burdened with much suffering, with much serving. And Jesus' response to her was, "Hey, you know, you're anxious and concerned about many things. Mary has chosen the better part." So the burdens that Martha was carrying, they were not what we would call redeeming burdens. Now, St. Paul, in that second reading from Colossians, I spent a lot of time with that reading this week, you know, reflect upon it, because it's like, it's one of those ones that really kind of gets you. He says, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, for I am filling up, for the sake of the body of Christ, the afflictions that are still wanting in Christ. So he sees his suffering, his afflictions, his burdens as a cause for rejoicing. So what's going on here? Well, if we pull in another passage of Scripture, we hear of Jesus speaking about his cross and following him. He says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." So Jesus is saying that there's a cross that has to be carried that is a burden, but it is a burden that is light. Now, Martha is carrying burdens, but they are not redeeming burdens. And St. Paul is carrying burdens and afflictions, and he's rejoicing in those burdens. So this is a time for us to kind of discern. There are certain burdens that we carry that come from God, and there are certain burdens that we carry that we have chosen to carry that do not come from God. And instead of being redeeming, they crush us. And so how do we know which burdens come from God and which ones do not come from God? Well, first of all, Mary teaches us that what? The first thing that's involved is choosing the better part. Jesus says, Mary has chosen the better part and it will not be taken from her. So Christ really has to be a deliberate, intentional choice on our part. He has to be the better part for us. He has to be number one. Okay? And so when he is number one, then we go to him to let him lead us as far as what we are called to carry and embrace in our lives. What God is calling us to carry. So there are burdens, there are sufferings that God allows us to carry, that God calls us to carry. And then there are burdens that God does not call us to carry. And all of us probably, we live in a culture that is carrying a lot of burdens because, I mean, we know that people are anxious, people are worried, right? And when there's anxiousness and worry, there's burdens being carried. But those are not the kind of burdens that come from God. We take on all kinds of things that really do not come from God. And they can be good things in themselves. Right? Someone asks you and invites you to be a part of an organization or a group or a work that does good work. But that might not be coming from God. That might not be a burden that God is inviting you. You know, Martha was extending hospitality. She was doing much serving. Those are good things. But that was not what God was calling her to at the time. This past week, I was been working with a diocesan administrator, Monsignor Hengberger, on a matter, and we were kind of putting an action plan into place as far as like who's going to do what. And I proposed that I would do this and this, and that'd be no problem. And he responded back with an email of like, well, here's all the things that you're doing right now, and there's no need to be a Superman. So I was like, you know, that's my temptation. He's going to try to take on more than I'm really capable of doing, or that's going to burden me. And so it was a really eye-opening, especially as I was reflecting upon these readings this week. It's like my tendency to take on burdens that God is really not calling me to take upon. How else can we take on burdens that do not come from the Lord? Well, some of the decisions that we make about the things that we purchase, you know, how we spend our money. We spend beyond our resources, and we put ourselves in a place where what? We become kind of slaves to being able to compensate and pay and to possess certain items. And so we have to take on extra work, or it's absolutely required that both spouses have to work in order to sustain the level of life that we have chosen to live. Those are burdens that do not come from God. And so we have to, if the invitation for us is to be discerning, whenever we take upon, we make a choice, the question that ought to come to us immediately is like, is this what the Lord has invited me to? Then we go into it discerning. Then we go into it like Mary, choosing the better part. And then we can kind of let go of the burdens that God is not calling us to, even though they're good, even though they might be good. And when we do that with a sense of faith that God is inviting me to carry this burden, then we really do have that same sense, the same spirit of St. Paul, who says that he can rejoice in his sufferings for the sake of the body of the church, because he's united with the Lord in carrying this burden. It's a burden that he is being called to carry. And so for us to have discerning hearts as far as the choices that we make, because almost all choices come with a burden, so that those burdens are coming from God. But brothers and sisters, the key to all of this, this discernment, is what we learn from Mary, and that is choosing the better part. That has to be intentional. That has to be deliberate.